Hello?
Hi, this is Laura from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. Today we're listening to voters in your area to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And in which county do you currently reside?
Hidalgo County.
Okay. Are you or anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved in political campaigns?
No, ma'am.
All right. Thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote to for most often? Republican, Democrat, or do you vote independent of party?
Independent of party.
Okay. Although you vote for the person and not one of the major parties, when you have had to choose between two candidates of whom you knew little about, have you tended to vote for the Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican.
On a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for president and Congress.
9.5.
Okay. And in most issues, on most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Now, I would like to read you the names of several people in groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or a negative impression of them. If you don't recognize the name, you can let me know. The Democratic Party?
No, ma'am.
What would be? You've never heard of them?
I have, but I don't associate with them.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Yes.
Okay. What would be your impression towards Donald Trump? Do you think it's strong positive, somewhat negative, or strong negative?
Very, very positive.
Kamala Harris?
No. Neutral.
Dan Patrick?
Not positive.
Say negative.
Can you repeat that, ma'am?
Yes. Would it be somewhat negative or strong negative?
Strong negative.
Very negative impression. Okay. Morgan Lamantia?
Neutral.
The Republican Party?
Positive.
Say somewhat positive or strong positive?
Strong positive.
Adam Hinojosa?
Neutral.
Greg Abbott?
Positive. Very positive.
All right. Moving on, if the election for President of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Jill Stein, Green Party, Kamala Harris, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, Oliver Chase, Libertarian.
Donald Trump.
Okay. If the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, Ted Brown, Libertarian, Colin Allred, Democrat?
Neither.
Okay. For which one of the following candidates would you vote if the election for a state senate from this part of Texas? Adam Hinojosa, Republican, Robin Vargas, Green Party, Morgan Lamantia, Democrat.
Adam Hinojosa.
Okay. And do you think Morgan Lamantia has done her job as Texas state senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
I think that would be very biased, but I think she's done an okay job.
Okay, so based on that, do you think she deserves to be re-elected or prefer to have somebody else given the chance?
I think she should give someone else a chance.
Now, I would like to read you some information from the public record and news reports about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here's the first statement. Morgan opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school.
A charter school.
That information, do you think, based on what I just said, would that make you feel much more likely to vote for that person or much less likely? Or more likely?
Most likely.
Much more?
Most likely, ma'am.
Okay. To prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Hinojosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for students who don't plan to attend college.
Strongly agree.
Okay, so that would be much more likely to vote for that candidate then?
Yes.
Okay. Next statement. Morgan has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry.
Positive. Very positive.
Morgan broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business.
Very negative. Very negative.
Okay. Adam supports her state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs in our communities.
Yes. Very positive support.
Okay. Morgan voted in favor of so-called diversity programs of Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others.
Very negative.
Adam knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values.
Miss, can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Yes. Adam knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with new state senator who represents our values.
Yes, strongly agree.
Okay. Morgan is in favor of sexually explicit performances, including drag queen shows, in front of children under 18, and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual questioning.
Very strongly disagree.
Okay. Abortion supporter Morgan is against the fundamental right to life for the unborn.
No. Strongly disagree.
Okay. Adam supports continuing to increase the homestead exemption to homeowners' property taxes can be reduced.
Yes. Strongly agree.
Morgan is working against jobs in our area by opposing adding any more natural gas plants in Texas.
Um, Disagree.
Okay. Adam will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda like critical race and gender theory and bring back sanity back to our school policies.
Yes, strongly agree.
Adam is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates 5 businesses working hard to grow and revitalize our area.
Strongly agree.
Adam supports securing our border to protect our families.
Yes.
Morgan supports boys competing in girls' sports.
No, strongly disagree.
Morgan doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedom away from Texans.
Strongly disagree.
Adam trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and opposes defunding the police.
Strongly agree.
Adam believes we must protect innocent lives and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers and their babies, and that's why he will provide better, more accessible health care for our mothers and children.
Yes, agree.
Morgan opposed stopping local governments from mandating vaccines and requiring people to wear masks.
Agree.
Morgan opposed removing judges who do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders.
Sorry, miss, can you repeat that one more time? Sorry.
Yes. Morgan opposed removing judges who do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders.
Strongly agree.
According to Nueces County's records, Adam and Hosa's restaurants have been inspected 3 times, and inspectors found roaches and fleas present, rotten vegetables, unclean microwaves, and unclean walls.
Strongly disagree.
Morgan voted against ballot security for election fraud when she opposed bills that would confirm our voters' residence in order to vote.
Agree.
Okay. Adam had tax liens filed against his businesses for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
Hold on. Agree.
Okay. Morgan is currently campaigning against windstorm insurance rates increase, but when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session.
Disagree.
Okay. Thank you for staying with me. We're almost done. Having heard more about them, for which one of the following candidates would you vote for state senate? Adam Hinojosa, Republican, Robin Vargas, Green Party, Morgan Lamantia.
Adam.
Okay. Now, just a few questions just to make sure that we have a representative sample of voters. In what year were you born?
1999.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other
Central
or Latin American?
Yes, ma'am.
And is your race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
No.
Do you prefer to get most of your political news and information from news sites on the internet, social media such as Facebook or X, newspapers, cable news networks, blogs and emails, local TV?
Yes.
From which one?
Social media.
And which of these would be your next most preferred source? News sites on the internet, newspapers, cable news networks, blogs and emails, local TV news?
Newspaper.
And thinking about television programming, you watch the most often, do you watch more English language television or more Spanish?
English.
All right. Which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch most often? Through an antenna, satellite dish, or a DirecTV, commercial-supported streaming services such as Hulu, local cable system, streaming over the internet without commercials?
DirecTV.
And which one of these, if any, do you use next most often? Through an antenna, commercial-supported streaming services such as Hulu, local cable system, or streaming over the internet without commercials?
Hulu.
Do you have an X account?
An X account?
Hmm? Yes.
No, ma'am.
Instagram?
Yes.
Facebook account?
No.
A YouTube account?
No.
Which one of the following statements most closely describes your own position on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy. Abortion should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. Abortion should be legal only in cases of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mother. Abortion should never be legal.
Abortion should never be legal.
Okay. This would conclude our survey. I thank you so much for your time and participation.
Of course, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.